Well, coming up this weekend, there's a benefit luncheon and auction that's going to be held in Fontenelle for a family that could use the help with some medical bills and expenses that were coming up on them very fast. And we're going to talk a little bit about that this morning. Hannah Ann Tisdall is with us here this morning, and she's one of those helping to coordinate a fundraising event for a family there in the area. Hannah, good morning.
Morning.
Tell us a little bit about, tell us about the folks first that are in need, can you?
Lexi, she's from Fontenelle, and Dustin was originally from Wyota area, Dustin works for Nichols Farms. Lexi, obviously grew up in Fontenelle, and, she, used to work at Casey's, and then she worked at Bun and Crescent. I don't know, what else would you like to know about that?
And this is Dustin Ferguson and Lexi Sickles.
Yep.
And now they have two young children who
yes.
have come into this world in a rough way.
Yeah, they did.
Can you talk about the circumstances there?
Lexi was in labor, April 11th. She was then admitted to the hospital out in Omaha at the Women's Center. And then on that Saturday, April 14th, She went into labor again, and she was dilated to a 5, and at that point, they weren't able to stop it, so she had to deliver the twins, and she was only 25 weeks and 2 days. So the twins were, they were 1 pound and 10 ounces, which isn't very big at all.
Yeah, that's very true. Very small. They were very, they weren't quite at full development at this point to be able to survive on their own. So I assume, are they over in Omaha yet in the hospital?
Yes, they both of them are still at the Women's Center. And the little girl is doing awesome. She's actually been off of oxygen for a week now, and breathing on her own. But the little boy, he's having a little bit more trouble, but it seems to be subsiding. He seems to be doing a little better, but he still is on the ventilator.
Sure. Well, it's difficult when these things happen because, as we all know, insurance doesn't cover everything.
Yes.
And it creates a lot of financial hardship with all the medical bills that keep mounting, and I assume that's probably part of the problem here.
Yes.
Are they able to work, or are they spending a lot of time back and forth?
Dustin still works. He usually just goes out on the weekends, and Lexi, she's driving back and forth right now. Eventually, she'll probably end up staying when she's able to maybe feed them and, you know, take them in and out of their beds on her own.
You bet. Yeah, it's got to be kind of tough for a mother and a father too. When you have newborns like that you really can't, you know, you can't hold them and interact with them the way you would if it were a normal birth.
Yes.
Well, in addition to the expenses involved in the medical costs there too, then you have all these other expenses too, going back and forth, and boy, it sure piles up in a hurry, doesn't it?
Yep, it sure does. And it's not fair when you worked at a job. When you have babies in the hospital longer, you know, you don't get as many weeks of maternity leave.
Yeah, again, all these issues that kind of keep popping up. So you and some friends have gotten together then to help them out a little bit. Talk about the how this came about. Did you guys just sit down one day and say, we have to do something?
Yeah, we just kind of knew, you know, they were going to have a long road. So we thought, you know, we'd do something to help them out.
Okay. And I see. And you've got an event coming up now this weekend on Sunday. Talk about what folks will find down there in Fontenelle.
At the event, we're going to serve lunch. We're going to have grilled hamburgers and pulled pork, potato salad and pasta salad with baked beans, and then obviously dessert and a drink. We have all kinds of auction items that people have generously donated, anywhere from rock, which was donated by Shelburgs, to benches, grills, quilts. I know there's some Afghans. Some people have donated like homemade salsa or tickets to a Iowa Cubs game, just all kinds of things.
Are these from individuals, businesses, groups, or a little of everything?
A little bit of everything. Some individuals, some businesses, just a little bit of everything.
Sure. Have you had folks kind of step up, or have you had to go out and kind of knock on some doors?
A little of both. We've all kind of went around and asked for donations, but we've also just had people get in contact with us, too, and
sure.
gave us some donations, which is awesome.
Yeah,
either way.
Absolutely. And you're taking donations as well, right?
Yes.
How can folks donate?
I mean, even if it's just your time.
Sure. How can they donate?
I mean, obviously they can donate their time, just, you know, if they want to help set up or tear down, or they can, you know, just come and buy something from the auction, or even just have, it's free will donation for a meal, so they could even, you know, donate their time that way.
Okay, and that's, of course, a free will donation opportunity here this Sunday, but if folks
yep.
can't make it there on Sunday but still want to help the effort, do you have a fund set up for them?
Yep, we have a fund set up at the First National Bank in Fontenelle, so they are more than, or FNB Bank, they're more than willing. They could send a check or money donation there in Lexi and Dustin's name.
Okay. And I have the address here in front of me. It's P.O. Box 367 in Fontenelle, 50849,
yep.
if folks want to address that and send that out then, too. Yeah, and if they can do it soon, that'd be awesome. But even if it takes a little bit of time for them to send that donation in, I guess this probably isn't going away anytime soon, right?
No, it's not.
How long did they give you an idea yet how long that the youngsters, it's Caroline and Carver are their names, how long will they be over there in the hospital yet, do you know?
Right now, at least till Lexi's due date, which was June 26th. So, Carver will probably have to be there, a little bit longer, but, that's what they're looking at. They usually get to go home around Lexi's due date, so,
okay.
which was the 26th of, did I say June? I meant July.
Well, July 26th. Okay,
yep.
So they still have a little bit more time then.
Yeah.
How does it look right now? Are they coming along pretty well?
Let's see. So the little girl, she hasn't had really any problems at all. But the little boy, he had a brain bleed, which kind of got worse. But now it's getting better. It's kind of dissolving itself, which is good. And then he also got an infection in his testine. So that kind of like makes you fill up with kind of fluid. But it's actually going down, too, so I think they caught it in time and was able to get the antibiotic in him, and it's looking a lot better.
Very good. Well, good to hear that. The fundraising event, that benefit auction and luncheon, is, again, this Sunday, June 10th. What time does that start?
It starts at noon, and then the auction will start at 2.
Okay, and where will that be located again?
It is at 16 Oaks in Fontenelle.
Okay. That's on Main Street?
Yep.
Okay, very good. Again, that's a free will donation opportunity on the meal, as they've got a nice menu set up there for you to come on out and enjoy, and a little fellowship and that type of thing. And then, of course, the auction getting underway at about 2 o'clock. And if you have anything to donate, whether it be your time, items for the auction perhaps, or money
yep.
donations, those are always very much accepted, and they really appreciate that. And they expect to see a pretty good crowd down there, hopefully on Sunday. Well, Hannah, thank you so much for your time and your efforts in putting this together. I know the family appreciates it. Hope you have a great crowd.
Yes, thank you.